It's good to have you back, Bo. You told me about 10 episodes ago that we had about 30 sites still to cover, and Promoto.io is one of them. That's the angle I want to get into today, the multi-site management problem. Every prior episode we've done is focused on a single tool, but you're managing paid ads across 40-plus sites. What does your Monday morning look like now versus before you built this?
Well, honestly, before I built this, I would never be able to manage 40 websites on Google or Bing or Facebook. It's just way, way too much work. I believe that people who have these larger companies, they have entire teams to manage this kind of networking and promoting. But we don't need to do that in the age of AI. AI does it all for us. It's a matter of me just kind of checking on the stats. I set up the site once. That usually takes about 5 minutes to create all the ad copy and set my budget, and then I click go, and it that Promoto takes care of posting the ads to Google or Bing or Facebook, wherever, and then I just watch the stats come in. And what's pretty amazing about it is it fixes itself. Like every time an ad doesn't do well, it posts three of them, and when one or two don't do well, it will rewrite them and it'll post the new ads. So it just keeps on getting better and better and better. And I just kind of sit back and watch those clicks and the cost per click go down. The clicks go up, the cost per click go down. And it's a fun process.
So you mentioned just checking on the stats, but one of the big selling points on your website is that you explicitly don't need a dashboard, that you have this plain English morning email summary. What does that look like for you as a portfolio owner? Are you getting 40 separate emails every morning, or is there an aggregated version? I'm curious about the user experience from your perspective.
Yeah, so it's just one email, not 40, and it just tells me exactly like what happened the previous day, a summary, and then also makes suggestions and basically says what it's going to do. I'm the type of person who likes AI to take over and do it for me because it knows more than I do when it comes to this kind of pay-per-click marketing and how to navigate these different ad networks most effectively. So I let it do its job and it makes the recommendations. And if I do nothing, it goes ahead with the recommendations. And this is the way I have it set up for me personally. But if somebody wants to be a little bit more hands-on, they could certainly do that. And then I do like to go into the dashboard and just check all the specifics, just because I have so much invested in this that it's incredibly important to me. And I'm also the one building Promoto. So I want to make sure that it works seamlessly and beautifully.
So you're allowing the AI to make those optimization decisions, but you also mentioned explicitly checking on the specifics just because of your investment in time in building this. When you go into that dashboard, what are you looking for? And does that sometimes lead you to override the AI, even if that contradicts your own personal philosophy of letting it take over?
I don't really override the AI, but I will ask questions and I will guide it in order to make it more, I guess, in line with a human's perspective of what to expect. This usually has to do with stats, the way that things are displayed, some policies, things that AI would usually count on a human to dictate rather than make up themselves. But in terms of like writing the content, I do leave that to AI and making the decisions on when an ad is not working well to rip that one out and replace it with a new one.
So you're saying you guide it to be more in line with a human perspective by dictating policies or display preferences? Does that mean there are certain sites in your portfolio that you treat differently, perhaps based on their content or clientele? Or do you take a company-wide approach and apply those dictates uniformly?
It's pretty uniform along all the different websites that we have. The rules are essentially the same. the rules and the policies change a little bit based on the network more. So, for example, Google AdWords has some different policies, and I talk to AI and have it do certain things for Google AdWords that I don't really apply to Facebook, just by the nature of the ad network itself and what makes them different. So yeah, the differences usually come between the networks rather than the sites.
Okay, so you're managing primarily by the ad networks, not the sites. Promoto says Reddit is coming soon. Is there a specific technical or strategic reason for that delay, given that Reddit can be a really powerful channel for niche communities?
Yeah, it sure can. Reddit has a longer approval cycle for vendors, and that's kind of what we're dealing with. So we're in the process, and we're just waiting for Reddit's approval, which could happen any day now.
Understood. So just waiting for them to greenlight you. Given your portfolio, which site do you think would benefit most from Reddit advertising once you get going, and why that one?
That's a good question, and honestly, it's a question that I would ask my AI agent. My AI agent knows all about all our websites, and it knows more about the different ad networks than I do. So I let it make the best choices for me. What's interesting, though, the exact question that you ask is what we have built into Promoto. So in the one of the first tabs, it says you basically ask AI, you give it your website, and it will make a very detailed suggestion on which advertising platform you should go with based on that product and that website. So it knows the difference between Reddit, Google, LinkedIn, and so forth, and it'll rank them and tell you where to spend your money.
Given that prominent target segment, small businesses spending between $500 and $10,000 a month, if a business comes to Promoto with a relatively small budget, say that minimum of $500, is Promoto just recommending they stick with one network, like Google Ads, or does it ever split that spend across multiple platforms? I'm curious about how it handles those smaller budgets.
Oh, it'll definitely split it. $500 isn't that small of a budget. Well, Facebook does have a minimum of $10 a day, so that's $300. So if you were just to go with Facebook, you've got a $300 minimum, and then you have another $200 that you could either put into Facebook or you could put into one of the other networks. Google really doesn't have that minimum.
Right, so those spend minimums are a key constraint for smaller budgets. You've built Promoto as a standalone business with public pricing, but you're also using it to manage your own portfolio. Is the ultimate vision for Promoto to become a significant standalone revenue stream, or is it primarily infrastructure you built for your own businesses and are now offering externally, kind of the same approach you took with Agent Outreach?
The fact is, the websites that I build, especially in the website marketing, are made for me to use, and then I open them up to the public, like after it's tested. So I won't really create a website unless like just for me, unless it has some really good marketing potential. But I won't open it up until that's kind of proven. So the answer is both, actually.
Got it. So both internal use and external scale. We've talked about outreach, mailing lists, trailers, and now paid ads. If you had to pick one site in your portfolio that genuinely has no good competitor in the market right now, not just cheaper or AI powered, but truly nobody else is doing this, which one is it? And why do you think no one else has built it?
Well, I think what we're using right now, AIHost.fm, is an incredible marketing tool, and nobody is doing it, at least not the way that we're doing it, where we have the AI host and the human narrators. I don't think anybody was doing it because nobody thought of it, and it's such new technology. So I'm riding that wave while I can, being the first to the market.
Being first to market definitely has its advantages. Before we go, for listeners who want to follow up on what we covered, where can they find you and the work you're doing?
You could find all the things that we're doing at archieboy.com. And then, of course, the website we're talking about today is promoto.io.
Perfect. Thanks, Bo. Hearing how you're managing those dozens of sites using Promoto really puts modern AI in perspective. And thank you for spending part of your day with us. Let's get you back on soon. There's plenty more we can cover. Until next time, that's a wrap.